Sometimes, in the middle of an ordinary circumstance, we can find ourselves at odds with what is occurring. I caught myself in this exact situation a few weeks ago, and I'd like to share with you how I resolved it. Welcome to the Unhurried Living Podcast. From reflecting on our own lives and the lives of those we've counseled in the last 25 years, the roadblocks toward a deep and abiding peace in God are many. Transcending these obstacles often involves time, intense effort, community support, and guidance from mentors who fundamentally understand your position, which is why we've created an Unhurried Collective. An Unhurried Collective is a transformative process that is an intense combination of rejuvenating retreats, individual and group mentoring, and a vibrant virtual community that's available whenever you are. This learning collective of Christian leaders and influencers will connect with God and one another in 6 retreats over 2 years. Together, we'll learn to manage time from the foundation of our truest priorities, practice soul-filling experiences with God that fit who we are, lead from the central foundation of our engagement with God, look honestly at the distractions in our lives and make discerning decisions, engage interactions and gatherings in ways that bring about transformation, become more present in a busy, fast-moving world, and discern what true soul care looks like for ourselves and for those we lead. I encourage you to go to unhurriedliving.com/collective for details. We would love to have you join us for this engaging and dynamic group. Again, welcome to the Unhurried Living Podcast. I'm Jem Fadling, and as I mentioned at the start, I recently noticed that I was at odds with the circumstances in which I found myself. The silly part of this is that there was actually no situation to be at odds with. I was simply meeting with a group of women for prayer and support. But as we were gathering in the living room and getting settled for our time, I noticed a revving inside of me that didn't match what was happening. Since I noticed it, I thought I would take a minute to address it. As I intentionally paused, I heard the phrase, "the need to be against." Now, if any of you are into the Enneagram, which we spoke about in podcast number 25, you may recognize this as the phrase Richard Rohr uses to describe the type 8. Now, stay with me. You don't have to know anything about the Enneagram for this episode to make sense. I'm simply mentioning this because I believe God's Spirit brought that phrase to my mind to describe the dynamic I sensed within myself. I am not a type 8. But all of the types are a part of all of us, so I took note. I realized that what I felt was, indeed, a need to be against. However, there was actually nothing to be against. So I focused on that internal revving and that pushing, and I took a deep breath. As I did, another couple of phrases came to mind. The first was, "Relax into your space." So I did. I took a minute to rein in my thoughts and be in my body exactly where I was seated, and I simply became present. I relaxed into my own space. The second phrase that came was, "Relax into this space." So now that I was present in my space, I expanded that presence into the room I was in. I became present to the others. This was about laying down my fluttery, distracted mind and easing up on the unwilled revving or pushing that I could feel inside. Now, this process took less than 1 minute, and it went on inside of me as the other women were talking. But for the rest of the meeting, I was more relaxed and present to what was actually happening. Now, since that day, I've returned to these phrases when I notice that my internal revving does not match the situation. My guess is that you also have moments when your internal state keeps you from being present to yourself and those around you. So let's pause for a moment here. This story is actually about prayer and presence. Now, not necessarily prayers, but prayer. Openness to God in any and every circumstance is prayer. Because as we've said before, prayer is not something you do so much as it is someone you are with. So the interaction that I seemed to be having with myself was actually God bringing me into the moment in His very gracious way. Presence is key in all of our interactions with others. Learning to catch yourself when you are not fully present can reduce your own stress and can show others that you are completely engaged with them. So I thought we could try this practice out together right now. Maybe you could use this to bring yourself to presence in the future when you find yourself distracted, anxious, or not fully where you are. As you listen to this podcast, I realize you might be driving or walking or doing some mundane chore, and that's okay. If you want to pause what you're doing for a moment, of course, unless you're driving, let's try this in the midst of your very real life. As I walk you through this practice, feel free to pause the podcast so that you can answer the questions for yourself at your own pace. Then simply press play again and continue. Are you ready? Notice for a moment your own inner dynamics. Notice your inner revving. Are you anxious or distracted? Are you carrying a heavy situation? Do you sense the need to push against something right now? Remember that phrase from before, the need to be against? Whatever you notice inside yourself, take a moment to simply breathe and spend a little extra time on the exhale. I've noticed that it's in the exhale that I truly begin to relax. Now, try to relax into your space. Rein in your thoughts. Remember that you are inside your own body and simply become present. Sometimes we lose track of our body because we can be so into our heads. Being present means you are right here and right now. So let go and breathe. Relax into your space. Next, let's relax into this space. You are where you are. You aren't anywhere else right now. Take in your surroundings and become present in them. Let go of what is worrying you or causing strain. Relax into this space. So how was that experience for you? It's fairly simple, wouldn't you say? Becoming present isn't as difficult as one might think. It's about being open to God's voice in your everyday happenings. And it's about noticing when you are maybe revving at a different pace inside than what is necessary for the current situation. So remember, the next time you have any sense inside of yourself of a need to be against, you can just stop and let go and become aware of these two movements. You can relax into your space, and you can relax into this space, knowing that right here and right now, God is with you. I hope that you'll take this practice and use it in the future when you catch yourself distracted or ill at ease in the place in which you find yourself. And may God be with you as you remain open to Him in all circumstances. He will meet you in His ever-gracious way, continuing your process of transformation over a lifetime. Thanks for joining us today. I hope you found this helpful. And remember that in addition to this podcast, you can join thousands of other listeners who receive weekly personal encouragement from us through our weekly email. So get on that list right now by going to unhurriedliving.com/connect. And as always, we love connecting with more and more friends like you who want to rest deeper, live fuller, and lead better.